I suppose we'd be happy enough with it so far. I mean, coming on the back of our holiday, I suppose, and the celebrations for that, you know, we'd have been happy enough getting the wind blown in Kerry, and then I suppose losing Dublin was a disappointment. But they would have been, you know, a few weeks or if not months ahead of us in terms of preparation. And, you know, we followed that up now with two wins against Monaghan and Down, so we're reasonably happy with the way things are going.
And just that performance against Down, a lot, it's been a lot of praise since the game. Is that the best performance by this current Cork side that they've played?
I suppose we did play well in patches. I mean, we got a good score. You know, 3-17 is a good going any day of the week. But again, we did concede, you know, 15 points, which is high enough. You know, most teams expect to win scoring 15 points. But, you know, certainly we did, you know, open them up well at times. And, you know, we can look back, but, you know, it was encouraging enough to play. But, you know, we look to improve now up in Galway and try and get, you know, match that score.
And just, I suppose, the goals were kind of the main talking point after the game. Is that something you've been working on?
Yeah, it has. It has. I mean, we probably don't score a huge pile, but, I mean, that said, we do. We are a team who does attack. You know, we play, you know, full 15 on 15 on a team to drop men back. It's other teams seem to play the sweeper formation against us, and maybe that's the result of, you know, that's why we're not scoring goals, that teams are so defensive against us. But I suppose we've certainly in the last month or so, you know, and the chance did come in, we got a couple against Monaghan, and say in the last we got four or five, so, you know, that's encouraging. As long as we're getting the chances, you know, we will finish them in time, so we're happy enough with the way things are going.
Just on a personal level, Paddy, you've been moved to centre forward the last few games. Do you enjoy playing there?
Yeah, I suppose it's a very different position to wing forward, and that's wing forward, you know, you're doing a lot of the donkey work going back and, you know, trying to make things tough defensively for other teams. But, you know, and maybe you're using more of your energy going up and down the pitch as opposed to at centre forward. You know, you're just trying to hold the line and trying to link play a bit more. So certainly, you know, they're two very different positions, but, you know, I'm enjoying it so far. I think Pearce has benefited from the change out to the wing as well, and, you know, Finton's going well on the other side as well. So, you know, as a half forward line, we're doing well enough. So, you know, can't complain so far.
And do you know the way, like, the fact that centre forward is probably one of the key positions in a team, do you enjoy that level of responsibility?
Well, I suppose you wouldn't really look at any key positions. I mean, we see ourselves as a very balanced 15, like, and every man is important to the next. So, you know, it doesn't really matter what position you are. You just try and, you know, win your own battle. And, I mean, if we can win the individual battles around the pitch, so that'll go a long way to winning the game. I think, you know, we're experienced enough now at this stage. You know, we don't rely on any, you know, four or five fellas. You know, you see different weeks, different fellas are shining, and, you know, that's good going forward. You know, hopefully in the summer we'll have, you know, 15 lads, you know, very experienced, and you know, 15 leaders on the pitch, hopefully, which will drive us through.
And just, you captained the side last weekend against Down. How big an honour was that?
Yeah, I suppose it was nice. You know, Conor just said on the day, he's been changing on the captaincy. I think Graham has decided to step aside this year. So, you know, he's just given different fellas a chance in the league, and, you know, whatever he chooses, I'm sure whoever gets it will deserve it. But it's not really a huge deal. I mean, captaincy doesn't play a big part. I mean, you know, whether Graham is captain or not, he's still going to be a big voice on the dressing room, just like, you know, the experienced lads, and I suppose the younger fellas now have plenty of responsibility and experience now as well. So, you know, we're well capable of, you know, voicing our opinions, and I think, you know, it's a good mix there of, you know, the older lads, you know, their experience and our own experience the last couple of years. So, you know, we're well built in that facet of the game.
Just looking ahead, Galway now on Sunday, like, they haven't been going well lately. Do you think that makes the game a little unpredictable in terms of kind of not knowing what you're going to be facing on Sunday?
Yeah, small, but I mean, you know, their team wouldn't be that familiar with a few of the newer names. I mean, I suppose they've lost four on the trot, which isn't great. But I mean, you know, they're facing the All-Ireland champions, and, you know, every side is going to raise their game when they're facing the All-Ireland champions. And, you know, we'll have to be on our guard. You know, we're not expecting anything easy up there. You know, away games in the league are very difficult. And, you know, although they haven't been going great, I mean, you know, you have to show them respect for the game, and just, you know, if we can consider our own game, and, you know, if we can produce in the day, I'm sure, you know, that'll be enough to win. You know, and a win on Sunday would be huge for us, because, you know, it'll leave us with 4 from 5 and looking good for a league final spot. You can never be overconfident, because, I mean, it wouldn't be a huge surprise if Galway up their game the next day. I mean, we're expecting them to put in a big performance, because, you know, the criticism they're getting, you know, has been widespread. And, you know, Galway are, you know, a traditional footballing side. They're, you know, they should be coming good around this time of year now. So, you know, we'll be on our guard. But, I mean, like I said, we'll worry about ourselves. And, I mean, if we can produce what we're capable of, I'm sure we'll be okay.